up, you guys? Welcome back to Time for Claire's Opinion. And today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics to talk about. Other than politics, I love talking politics, but y'all, I'm going to do a little quick in the beginning of that. Okay, I'm so happy Joe Biden won. I actually, I've been wanting to do something on politics on the election for so long, but like I just never got around to it. But yeah, overall I'm happy Biden won. I hate Donald Trump, but now that, I mean, I know it's not like over because they're like doing things lawsuits. Sorry, I was distracted. They're like having lawsuits and stuff like that, but like Joe Biden won the votes and stuff. They still have to do the Electoral College, I know that, but like, looks like Joe Biden's gonna be the president. Unless Trump doesn't concede, which it also doesn't look like that's gonna happen, but whatever. Looks up for Joe Biden. And once he becomes president and is inaugurated into office, and also just like now that he was like elected, he's like the president-elect or whatever, I've been trying to look at everyone as just like Americans and less like left and right, because like with the election and like campaigns and stuff, it was so hard for me to like see everyone as one because it was just so divided. And I know I was on a really far left side, but like I know people who like didn't really care, and then I was like, why don't you care? Like, you show this is our future, but blah blah blah, whatever. Now I'm just trying to see everyone as left and right. I still hate Donald Trump. I mean, see everyone as one, not left and right. I still hate Donald Trump, but yeah. Anyways, let's talk about my other favorite topic to talk about. Zodiac signs, horoscopes, the sky, just like all of that, like kind of honestly witchcraft. Like I'm really into that lately, like I'm not like trying to control things with my mind or whatever, but like crystals and like cleansing of your aura, and like also like cleansing your crystals to like, and like I just ordered some like sage bundles on Amazon that you burn, and like it like cleanses a room of like negative energy and stale energy, and I'm excited about that. Those are coming in a couple days. So, and also I found a metaphysical store, which if you didn't know, it's basically a store that like sells health and wellness stuff, but not like medication, like more like essential oils and healing crystals and gemstones, and, like more like chakra-y energy kind of healing, which is what I'm gonna try to get more into, I feel like. And I also really, it's just so interesting to me. Like, zodiac signs are so interesting to me. So let's start with zodiac signs, okay? Let's start with that. Let me pull up my natal chart, because I don't have it all memorized. But, like, I know what my main ones are. So, give me 1 second, guys. I deleted it. Anyways, I'll just talk about this for a second. I am a Scorpio. And I didn't know what time of day I was born because my birth certificate doesn't say what time of day I was born, but they think it was around, it's a podcast. Oh. Hey, my brother just walked in.
What's up, Time for Claire's Opinion?
Yep. Okay. Okay, bye. Anyways, so my parents didn't know what time I was born because the birth certificate didn't say so. It was like my birth certificate, we saw them, all three of ours, and my birth certificate was different than my other siblings, than Jane and Teddy's. Like theirs were the same and then mine was different, which is weird because like I'm in the middle, so it's not like the last year they like changed it or the first year they changed it and whatever. But my parents think I was born around 3:30, so I've just been using that and like it's been working fine, whatever. It's like the most accurate we're gonna get, and like I really want to know this stuff. So here's my natal chart. Sorry, that took a long time. I'm a Scorpio. That's my main sign. That's your sun sign. Your sun sign is your main one. It's what you are. Like when you say, I'm a Leo, I'm a Scorpio, I'm a Taurus, I'm a Libra, I'm a Gemini, I'm a Cancer, I'm a Capricorn, I'm a Pisces, I'm an Aquarius, I'm a Sagittarius, like, I'm an Aries, like, I'm a Virgo, I'm a, you know, all of that nice shiz. when you say that, that is your sun sign. That is your main sign. And that is your personality, like who you are. And then your moon sign is, my moon is a Sagittarius, by the way. Your moon sign is your mood and like your inner feelings and how you are on the inside. And then your rising sign, which you don't get in this website I'm using for my natal chart, but I already know my rising sign. It's an Aquarius, which I'm not thrilled about, TBH, but it's all pretty accurate. So, what can I say? I am such a Scorpio, it's crazy. Anyways, and then your rising sign or ascending sign, they're the same thing, just like interchangeable words. That is, what's it called? Sorry, I can't think right now. It's how you're perceived as others. It's like your social, more like your social and outwards to others personality. So like it all is like based on how the stars were aligned. So your sun sign is where the sun was in the sky when you were born. I'm a Scorpio. On those days, so there's like a day range for sun, but for rising it's more about times and stuff, but like whatever. Excuse me. Your sun sign is like where the sun was in the sky based on like the stars and stuff when you were born, and then your moon is where the moon was in the sky when you were born. So right now it's a Capricorn moon tonight, in case you were wondering, and it will be for today and tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. Today and tomorrow it's a waxing crescent Capricorn moon, and the organs, so like there's always a couple organs in your bodies that will affect that will be affected by where the moon is in the sky, and it's kind of crazy and weird to me how that works, but I think it's pretty interesting. And when the moon was in a Sagittarius, which is my moon sign, so like if you're a Scorpio, it's gonna say what's it called, so like it was a Scorpio moon on December 11th and 12th, and but that doesn't really particularly mean anything for me, although I am a Scorpio. That's my sun sign, which is like your main, basically. That's my sun sign, so that if that's where the moon was aligned in the Scorpio. And by the way, when it says it's in the Scorpio, like your moon is in Scorpio right now, it means like it's in that constellation area, basically. So also, like, if anything I'm saying is wrong, like I'm not to be toot my own horn, but I'm pretty sure what I'm saying is right. But if it's wrong, like, let me know. I don't know how much stuff you guys know, but yeah, reach out. I always want to learn more. I freaking love this stuff. But anyways, so like, yeah, when the moon was in Scorpio, it didn't really particularly mean anything for me because my moon isn't Scorpio. So yesterday and on the 13th, so Sunday and Monday, it was in Sagittarius, which is my moon. So that's like affecting me, and the organs it would have affected was your liver, hips, thighs, and And I particularly didn't feel anything like reaching, like anything notable in my liver, hips, or thighs. So like it's not guaranteed that anything's gonna happen to them, but like it's like that's just like what's most likely. So right now and tomorrow it's gonna be in, it's a Capricorn moon, it's a waxing crescent, and it'll affect if you're a Capricorn moon, if your moon is in Capricorn, it might affect your backbone, joints, knees, skin, and hair. So yeah, and also yesterday was a solar eclipse. It was a new moon at 4:16. New moon. 4:16, yeah. I'm pretty sure that PM, yeah. Yep. And then it's gonna be Aquarius for 3 days, Pisces for 2, Aries for 2, Taurus for 3, Gemini for 2, and Cancer for 3, and that's the rest of December. And then I'll go back and, like, be different ones again, but, yeah. And then also, like, what was I gonna say? Oh, and on the 30th, it'll be a full moon, by the way. Oh, I'll read you my whole natal chart in case you're wondering. Okay, so I'm a Scorpio Sun, Sagittarius Moon, Scorpio Mercury, Scorpio Venus, Scorpio Mars, Scorpio Jupiter, Leo Saturn, Pisces Uranus, Aquarius Neptune, Sagittarius, Pluto, Libra, Lilith, and Pisces end node. And right now, in case we're wondering, I don't know why I know this, but right now, Venus is in, what's it called? Sagittarius. But I'm not a Sagittarius Venus. I'm a Scorpio Venus. But still. Yeah. I also found this podcast on, what's it called? Spotify. And it has each different zodiac horoscope thingamajig, zodiac sign. And it's like Lank Daily, so mine's Scorpio Daily, the one that I listen to. And it's literally like 3 minutes long. It's so short, but it just gives you a little cool facts about Scorpios, what's going on right now, what you should focus on, your intentions you might want to set. So right now, Sagittarius is in Venus, and they recommended for me setting my intentions on, like, inner focus and, like, concentration, kind of making sure I was, like, you know, just, like, centered and stuff and grounded. I am talking so fast, but I love this stuff! Oh, let me tell you about my, zodiac sign. About Scorpios. Okay. I, like, know about myself, but I just want to, like, make sure I'm telling you right. First of all, it's a water sign. And then, like, each sign has, like, it's weird, but they all have, like, a color, a day, and lucky numbers. And my color is, like, red, like a rusty, scarlety kind of red, which I think is kind of accurate. But I also think my color could kind of be purple. I feel like Scorpios are always, like, purple to me. They feel purple. Anyways, my day is Tuesday. Hey, today. But, yeah, I hate Tuesdays, so I don't know what you're talking about. And then my lucky numbers are 8, 11, 18, and 22. I don't really pay attention to lucky numbers, but I'll look, keep them on the lookout. So, Scorpio's strengths are that they're, resourceful, passionate, good leaders. They're really brave, but they're like, a loyal and, like, really true friend. But, like, weaknesses are, like, that they're really, secretive and, like, envious and jealous people. So, like, yeah. Which I think is so accurate. I always get so jealous, and I'm always secretive for, like, no reason. Like, I'm always, like, hiding something, I feel like, but, like, it's never, like, I'm not, like, actually hiding anything. I just always feel like I need to be hiding something, you know? And they're always, like, they're kind of distrusting, and, like, it's kind of hard to, like, earn Scorpio's trust. And they're really stubborn. So are Sagittarius, but Scorpios are really stubborn too. And they're kind of violent. But yeah, I feel like that's totally me. And the Scorpio is really, like honesty and truth and, like, facts. You know, just, like, being honest with them is the best thing you can probably do. If you've ever come to, like, if you've ever clashed with a Scorpio, just be honest. It'll get you in a lot less trouble. From personal experience, that's what I can tell you. But they also really like being right. And I love being right. That is accurate. They love, like, a long time, like, trusted friend, which makes a lot of sense because they love being able to, like, have, like, be in, like, a trusted friendship relationship and, like, being able to tell the truth with each other and not, like, a fake friend. They hate fake friends, first of all. But, like, yeah, they really just, like, a trusting and honest relationship. So, like, long-time friends. So, like, hey, Kelsey, Celeste, like, people I've known for, like, so long and I know I can trust and be honest with. Like, that's why I bond with them, is because I know that they're honest and, like, I'm, like, able to trust them. And I think that's why I've become really close, especially those two, but, like, also other people. Like, just shouting those two out. Like, I love you all, but, like, yeah. But they also really like having a grand passion. Like, I don't know if that makes sense with my wording. Let's see. Like, they really like working towards a goal, and not only working towards a goal, but just like having something to like motivate them and like work on, and like always trying to like something that you just like that really like hits home for you, that you like love, and like you just are so passionate about it. But Scorpios, yeah, like I was saying, they really dislike dishonesty and, like, kind of, like untrusting. Scorpios themselves are untrusting because they are kind of scared to trust, like put their trust in people because they hate people who they can't trust. So, you know, but they also hate passive people. Like I said, like just be honest, you know, like don't like try to get around the point, beat around the bush. be aggressive with like honestly, when I'm in a, like if I'm, I'll give you an example. If I'm like working on a project with someone and you like change something, but like try to be all nice about it and like act like you didn't, even though like I worked on that section and then you went back and were like, oh no, she did a horrible job, and like, and you like don't mention it, and then you're just like, oh yeah, I just thought this like looked better, like I don't know, it was just me, and then you like feel bad like telling them no, mine was better. honestly, just be like, no, yours sucks. Like, I prefer that. Like, that was a really long explanation as to just say they hate passive people. They also dislike revealing secrets, which I feel like is not that accurate for me because I like spilling the tea. But I won't spill the tea if I really trust you. If it's someone I don't really care about, I'll be like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, they're just overall, like, passionate, assertive, brave, determined people. And, like, yeah. They're not particularly honest people, but they like honesty. Scorpios are most compatible with Tauruses. And let me pull up the different things they're most compatible with. So, with their sexual and intimacy compatibility is 95%. Their trust compatibility is 80%. These are just, like, kind of... These aren't, like... I don't know how to describe what I'm reading to you right now. Basically, it's just like how it's a scale of compatibility, 100 being the most compatible, 1 or 0 being the least compatible, and these are on like different subjects or like different I don't know what to say, like not subjects. Guys, you know what I'm saying. Whatever. Their communication and intellect compatibility is 75. Their emotions compatibility is 99. Their values compatibility, like what they value, what's important to them, is 99. Their shared activities are 85. And so overall, like the summer is just like 89% compatible, which is almost 90, which is a pretty large amount. And that's Scorpio and Taurus, which is why I have a lot of Scorpio people that I really like in my life. Like both of my siblings are Tauruses. Kelsey's a Taurus, my mom's best friend is a Taurus, and I love her, and we get along very well. Yeah, those are 4 important Tauruses to me I can think of right now, but, like, yeah. I have a lot of other people I really like. Also, Kendall Jenner is a Scorpio, in case you were wondering, and that's why I love her so much. It's not just why, but, like, that's why I just feel like we are so similar. I've always felt that she's, like, so relatable. But, anyways. Famous Taurus celebrities. Let's look it up. Queen Elizabeth is a Taurus. None of these people I really, like, know. I can't, like... I can't see any, like, famous Tauruses that I really... Jessica Lange. I don't know who that is. I don't know these people. Queen Elizabeth, yeah, I know her. Jack Nicholson, I've heard of him. Kelly Clarkson. She annoys the heck out of me, so I don't know about that one. Al Pacino. Channing Tatum, I love him. Oh my god, he's turning 40. That's so unfortunate. Jessica Alba. I don't know. She kind of annoys me, but whatever. Penelope Cruz. Don't really have anything on her. Uma Thurman. Don't. I just know that song about her from Fall Out Boy. Jerry Seinfeld is turning 66. That is wild. Kirsten Dunst. Oh, I love her. She's in Bring It On. I love that movie. Gal Gadot. I love her because she was in... what's it called? Wonder Woman. My throat is so dry. Ellie Kemper, I love her. She's in the Office. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I like him too. These are all famous Tauruses, by the way, in case you like lost me. Adele. I like her, I guess. George Clooney. He gives me a bad vibe. Edie Bryant. I like her a lot. She's on Saturday Night Live. Bono. I don't really know him. Stevie Wonder. He's cool. Megan Fox. Don't really know that much about her. Janet Jackson. She looks so much like Michael Jackson. It's scary. Tina Fey. I love her. You're kidding. Cher. She's kind of scares me, but my mom adores her. So. Oh, 50 famous Pisces. Oh, yeah. By the way, my mother is a Pisces. And typically, I don't like Pisces. I don't. They just rub me the wrong way. Let's learn about Pisces. Let me tell you some facts about Pisces. Because, I don't know. Just, like, if I didn't know my mom was a Pisces and I just, like, kind of read about this, I would just be like, ew, what the heck? You know? No offense. Like, they sound like lovely people, actually. But just, like, I feel like I wouldn't, like, get along with them as a Scorpio or whatever. Whatever. Anyways, they are compassionate, artistic, intuitive, gentle, wise, and musical. Artie sounds too, like, kind of like, wee, wee, wee. Like, kind of like, whiny, like, I'm sorry, like that kind of person. No, don't be like that. They're fearful, overly trusting. Oh, I'm so underly trusting. Sad. They have a desire to escape reality, and they either can become a victim or a martyr. It sounds like they're just, like, really, to me, like, all the whole vibe I'm getting is, like, whine. I want to be alone. Like, I'm so sorry. I hurt your feelings. Like, you know? Like, I'll be the victim. Like, it's like I can play the victim if it's a situation I don't like, but I could also be, like, the murderer. Like, I feel like, oh my gosh, that's such my mother. I'm just realizing this now, how accurate this is to my mother. Like, every time we get in a fight and she's, like, evil. No offense, Mom. If she's listening to this right now, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not bashing my mom. I mean, I'm bashing my mom, but I'm not bashing my mom. Because I love her. This is just how I feel. Sorry, Mama. But, yeah, I just feel like every time we're in a fight and I feel like she's being kind of mean to me, then she'll, like, kind of twist my words to make my dad get on her side. So she'll kind of be, like, be all mean, like, the martyr. And then she'll also come to my dad and be, like, the victim. No offense, Mom, I'm really sorry. But that's just how I feel. I'm sorry. But anyways, famous Pisces. I'm doing that right now. What is that? Let me go back to the beginning, guys. I just skipped through so many. I'm just reading a list. Rihanna. Yeah, Rihanna. Drew Barrymore. She kind of annoys me, but I kind of like her. Dakota Fanning. Why do I know her, like, so well, but also, like, don't know her at all, you know? Like, I know Dakota Fanning, but, like, I don't know anything she's in. Rashida Jones, I love her. Josh Groban, he kind of annoys me. Justin Bieber, I never really liked him. Rebel Wilson, I do like her. Jessica Biel, I don't really know her. Catherine O'Hara, she's the mom in Home Alone. I don't really know her enough to decide. Eva Mendes, I don't know her enough to decide. Shaq, I like him. Wanda Sykes, Jenna Fisher, I like her. I like her. Stephen Curry, I don't really know him that much. Carrie Underwood, she always kind of annoyed me. No offense, love. Oh my god. That picture is so scary. There's a picture of this lady, and I don't even know who she is. But in the background, there's, like, a shadow of a man, and his eyes are lighting up because the camera flashed. And it is so terrifying. Anyways, Simone Biles. Pisces? Yeah. Eva Longoria. I like her, I guess. Lauren Graham. I do like her. Rob Lowe, I love him. Queen Latifah, she's cool. Yeah, those are the only ones I know. that I like actually like. Reese Witherspoon is an Aries. From what I can tell, I see that. Anyways, I only have 6 minutes left before this cuts off. 5 minutes now. Oh, let's talk about crystals real quick. Oh my gosh. So a list of crystals I really wanted was, I left it downstairs, but I made a list and like what they all do to help you. So let me find it, pull it up real quick for you. I'm so stressed with no 5 minutes. Okay, y'all. So rose quartz, pretty basic. I really want just a rose quartz because it can be used for a lot of different things, but like these are all like their meanings and what they help with. So rose quartz. They help with unconditional love and compassion. I really want a red jasper because it helps with strength, honesty, and stability. I also want an amazonite. It helps with confidence, self-love, and creative expression, which I feel like I kind of need. I really want amethyst just because it helps with, like... Sorry, my Alexa just went off. Amethyst because it helps with like intuition, balance, and higher wisdom. I also just feel like it's a really pretty stone. Why is my Alexa like making noise? Anyways, I really want tiger's eye because that helps with like self-motivation and willpower, and I also really need that, especially with like right now I have so much going on, and I just like am not motivated to do it. I also really want a hematite, which helps with courage, inner strength, and grounding, which I need to focus on. Angelite helps with divine love, gentleness, and healing. Really want that one. Lepidolite, which is my favorite to say, lepidolite, and it's so pretty. It's like shiny purpley pink, and it helps with emotional balance, stress relief, and spiritual growth. And then I also lastly want black onyx, which helps with blocking negativity, determination, and patience. And Dalmatian stone is a really cool looking one, and malachite, but I feel like I don't need those two based on what they help with as of right now. They help with like Dalmatian stone helps with like connection to animals and like loyalty, and like I feel like I don't, that's not really like a focus I've been trying to, like something I've been trying to focus on. Malachite helps with wealth and beauty and individuality, and I feel like I'm already wealthy with my gifts and uniqueness. I mean, not with money, but because I don't have that much money, but like me personally, as a Claire Howard, but like I'm also already beautiful and individual. But also let's talk about something else really quick. Those are the stones I want. My mom said over break she's gonna take me to this place called the Enchanted Fae, which is in Silver Spring, and they're gay friendly because they have a pride flag outside, which is always good, right? Anyways, we love a good ally. I'm an ally, we love it. Anyways, let's talk about something else. I deleted Snapchat off my phone and all of my games, and now my phone's really boring, which is a good thing. Now I only have texts and like necessary things, because I wanted to see, especially over break, like if Snapchat and like social media in general was just like affecting my mental health in a negative way. Like I didn't feel particularly like it was, but like going through Snapchat stories, it's always kind of sad when you see your friends hanging out and either you weren't invited or you just like are like, oh, I wish I could be there, or like you were invited or you just couldn't go or something. It always just like, even if you're not like jealous particularly, it's always like kind of hard seeing your friends doing something else without you, and like you don't, and that might just be me because I'm typically a jealous person, but like because that's also part of Scorpio, but, like, anyways, yeah, I just, like, also feel like, I don't know, I just felt like I also needed to get off my phone more and, like, be more centered and, like, connected with myself and the earth and, like, kind of more grounded and centered, and I wanted to see if my phone, like, kind of impacted that, and even if it didn't, I also just feel like it's a good thing to, like, get off of social media for a while, take a break, and breathe a little bit. So I'm doing that. That's good. I'm really proud of myself. I'm also really proud of myself that I've learned so much about zodiacs, and this has been in like the past month, and like I've just retained all of this information that I can just like rattle off at you as I did for literally the last minute, and it's literally turning red and counting me down. I have 50 seconds. So thank you all so much for listening. I know this was a really long one, but I love you all so much. If you have any questions, text me. If you have anything to tell me, text me. Again, I love you. Tune in for the next episode. Don't know when it'll be. Hopefully over break I'm gonna do a couple, but yeah, I love you all so much. Oh, my next one's gonna be a review on HSM TMTS season 2 episode 1 because that just came out. Anyways, I love you all so much. Bye. Thank you so much.